Okay, today's daf is Baba Kama Daf Nun. Baba Kama Daf Nun. We are on Memtes and Mabez. Today's shiur is sponsored in memory of Miss Ilse Goldschmidt, Kreindel Bas Lea, the mayor, whose yard site is today. We thank the Blechner family for sponsoring. Again, in memory of Miss Ilse Goldschmidt, Kreindel Bas Lea, the mayor, whose yard site is today. Okay, so we are on Memtes and Mabez. By the Mishnah, as we mentioned, we are starting the Bar Sugyas, a couple of dafim here in the fifth parak of Baba Kama, relating to the Av Nezek of Bor. We spoke about Chatzar at the end of the shiur yesterday, but we're not going to get back to that right now, because we have what to do on today's daf. Says the Mishnah, Hachofer Bor b'Rishus HaYachid u'Pisacho l'Rishus HaRabim. Somebody digs a pit in Rishus HaYachid, in their own private Rishus, that's where the cavity of the pit is, but the opening of the pit is in Rishus HaRabim. Oh, b'Rishus HaRabim u'Pisacho l'Rishus HaYachid. Or, he dug it in Rishus HaRabim, and the opening is in Rishus HaYachid, or Rishus HaYachid, Upsachal Rishus HaYachid Acher, or he dug it in one Rishus HaYachid, his backyard, and the opening is in another backyard. And Rashi adds on that in the last two cases here, he was mafkir his Rishus all around the pit. If it's totally in his Rishus, if somebody digs something in their Rishus, totally, and nobody's allowed to go in, then of course they're going to be putter. Somebody walks into my Rishus, you know, that's their fault. But in a case where I dug it in or the opening is in Rishus HaYachid, but I was mafkir all the area around, and therefore there is a dangerous situation, and somebody can walk up to the edge of the pit, even though technically the pit is still in my Rishus, but because the area up until the pit is public area, chayiv, so I'm going to be chayiv in all these cases. The first case is obvious. The Pesach is in Rishus HaRabim, and then it is open to all. Rashi says on the first Rashi on the Mishnah, "V'kol shekeinim chaver b'rishus harabim, upsach l'rishus harabim." Right, if everything's in rishus harabim, for sure, kol shekein. The chiddush is that even if I dug it in rishus hayachid and only the pesach is in rishus harabim, that also is chayiv in all of these cases. Good. Tanur Rabbanan, says the Gemara, Hachofer bar b'rishus hayachid upsach l'rishus harabim chayiv. Somebody digs a pit in Rishus HaYachid and the opening is in Rishus HaRabim, so then Chayev, V'zehu bar ha'amr batora diver Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael says, this is the pit that is mentioned and what the Torah is referring to. Again, Rishus HaYachid, and the Pesach is in Rishus HaRabim. Rashi says, we'll see later on what exactly is the message of this line. That is the line that's going to be used by both of the Tanaim. Rabbi Akiva Omer Hivker Rishusov Lo Hivker Boro Zeo Bar HaAmor BaTorah. Rabbi Akiva says, no, the Bor that is mentioned in the Torah is the case where I have a private Bor, Lo Hivker Bor, but I was Mafka the Rishus all around. So we'll have to see exactly what is the Machlokas being referred to. Are they arguing about just what the Torah is referring to and Kol Shekein in the other cases, or is there really a Machlokas L'maisa, as we'll see by Hashem in a minute. Discussing Mazikim, putting other Rishuyos, remember the Machlokas we had a couple of days ago between Tosfos and the Rabban, Adav Mem Chesem and Aleph, where Tosfos mentioned Menireh, Mem Chesmad Aleph Dibir Maskal Afal Gav Afilum Chafru Adam Debar Chiyuva. If somebody comes into my backyard and digs a pit, who's responsible? Somebody comes in. We spoke about there in the Gemara, if your shark comes and ruins my property, so then you, the Baal HaShor, is chayev for the damages, but then I am chayev for the bor. What happens if Adam Hamazik, if a man comes, Ruve comes and digs in Shimon's Rishus? So Tosfos is not sure about that case. The filu im chafro Adam, the bar chiyuvahu, chayev Baal HaChatzer, but iske bar. Do we say the Baal HaChatzer is also chayev there, just as if the shor did it? Via lady day limeluye, and the Baal HaChatzer needs to fill it. Vachofer mishalei b'niske HaChatzer, v'tzarech iyun. Right, do we say that? Tosfos is not sure. While the Ramban said, for sure, the Baal HaBor is going to be Chayev. Lo Matzinu, the Ramban said in the Melchamas, Lo Matzinu, Shezech Chofer, Vizem is Chayev. One person digs and one person is Mischayev. When it comes to Nizke Mamon, he's obviously not bothered by that. But when it comes to Adam Mamazik, so then he is bothered. The Achrayis is on the Chofer himself. So that's relating, that Machlokas, the Mefarshim explained, is related to this case where somebody digs a pit and it also goes into another Rishus, either the opening or it's dug under. So this is, just keep in mind that machlokas. So we have a machlokas here between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. What is the case of the bar ha'amur batorah? Again, Rabbi Yishmael, you dug it in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and the Pesach is in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, the first case of the Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva says, no, the case that the Torah refers to is Hifker Shor v'lo Hifker Bar, meaning sounds like even if the bar is yours, even if the bar is halachically owned by you, that's what it sounds like. So let's see. Amar Rabba, machlokas between Rabba and Rav Yosef, what is the machlokas between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva? So it's the machlokas about a machlokas. So Amar Rabba, bibar berushas harabim kuli amal apliki demechayev. A bar in the street, of course you're going to be chayev. Bar berushas harabim, that's the most obvious case that one is going to be chayev. And when Rabbi Akiva says, this is the bar amur batorah, he's not excluding that. When he says the case that the Torah is referring to is lo hifker boro, that does not mean that if there's a bar in the street, you're not going to be chayev for that. Rabbi Akiva agrees to that. A bar versus a rabbim is going to be chayev. So my taima, how do we know that a bar versus a rabbim, everybody is going to agree chayev? Amar Karkas, the pasuk says ki yiftach v'chi yichre. When somebody opens a pit or when somebody digs a pit, says the Gemara, im al psicha chayev al akriya lo kol shekein. If somebody's chayev for just uncovering a pit, then surely they're chayev for digging an entire pit. Why does the Torah have to emphasize that you're chayev for digging a pit? Just say uncovering a pit, and we know that. So Ella, the Torah is emphasizing, sha'al iske psicha val iske kriya balo. You could be chayev for a pit just for the only connection that you have is the uncovering or the digging, meaning even if you don't own it. That's the diuk that Rabba makes. It is emphasizing that even if that's your only connection to the bar, you don't own it, still you're going to be chayiv. So that's the makar that Rabba says that everybody agrees, bar bershus harabim, you're going to be chayiv. Lo nechlegu, what's the machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva? Lo nechlegu ela bevar bershuso. The machlokes is bar in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, the bar in your Rosh Hashanah. That's the machlokes between them. Rabbi Akiva Savar, bar bershuso nami chayiv. Rabbi Akiva says, even a bar in your Rosh Hashanah. And that's what the Torah even refers to. Bar bershuso is also chayiv, dechsev, baal habar. The Torah calls the person responsible the baal of the bar. Bibar, the islay baalim kamar achmana. So doesn't that sound like a halachic legal ownership? The baal of the bar, the legal baal of the bar, and that is what's referred to also in the Torah, even a barber shes yachid. It doesn't mean a barber shes yachid that you're not allowed to get close to, because then I'm going to be potter for that. But it's talking about a barber shes yachid that you are mafkir, all the land, all the area around. So that is Rabbi Akiva Shita. Rabbi Shmuel Savar Bala Takala. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, Rabbi Shmuel is Mako. And he says, no, the Balabar means the one responsible for the Takala, not the literal, halachic, legal owner of the bar. A bar in your own Rishus, you would be Potter for. Why? What's the svar for that? So if you look in Rashi on the bottom of the previous Amud, Rashi says, third to last line, fourth to last line, Avar Rabbi Shmuel, Lomo Dilel Rabbi Akiva, Babar Bershuso. Rabbi Shmuel, though, would not agree with Rabbi Akiva about a Bar Bershuso. Rabbi Shmuel would be Mekel. Why? Why you putter there? De Kasavar, Ki Afkarana Lacha Rishusi, Lav Le'echiyuve Ana Behezek Afkarte. When I was Mafker the Rishus around my bar, I wasn't mafker it with intention to be chayiv and responsible if you happen to fall into the pit next to that area. Right? A person could say that. That's not, well, it wasn't my intention with the hefker. Back to the Gemara, last line of this section. Avomai zeh bar ha'amur batorah, to come Rabbi Akiva. So what's Rabbi Akiva's emphasis? If Rabbi Akiva holds that you're chayiv for bar b'rishus harabim and bar b'rishus hayachid, what's his emphasis of saying zehu bar ha'amur batorah, referring to the bar b'rishus hayachid, bar b'rishuscha, mai zehu bar ha'amur batorah, to come Rabbi Akiva, zehu bar shepasach. This is the bar that the Torah refers to when the Torah talks about a Baal Habar paying, right? Baal Habar Yishalem, right? That's his emphatic line that one is chayev even for a bar bershuscha. Rashi points out there are two psukim by bar. Rashi on the second and third skinny line. Bar de islay bailim nemar eitzal tashlumin. According to this version of Rabbi Akiva, Baal Habor, that phrase, the bar that has the Bialim that said regarding Tashlumin, Tidichsiv Baal Habor Yishalim, Ubar Birshas HaRabim, the other pasuk that we mentioned that Rabbi explained is Bar Birshas HaRabim, Nemar Eitzel HaNezikin, is mentioned regarding the Maisa Hezek itself, Kidichsiv Ki Yiftach Ish V'Chiyich Rabin, Nafal Shama V'Gomer. And that's what Rabbi Akiva is emphasizing, that the bar that's referred to by Tashlumin is Bar Birshas HaRabim. So that is all Rabbah. Rabbah says there's a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael. They both agree that a bar birshus harabim is going to be chayiv mishum bar. The machlokas is about bar birshus hayachid, that you will mafkir all the rishus around. That's the machlokas. Rabbi Yishmael says pater, and Rabbi Akiva says chayiv. That is one. We'll get back to Tosas Vedashem soon. First, let's see the other opinion. For Rabbi Yosef Amar, no. Rabbi Yosef has a different version of the machlokas. Let's start from the other side, says Rabbi Yosef. A bar birshus hayachid, everybody agrees chayiv. The case that I was mafkir the rishus around my bar, so that's chayiv, my taima. That's what's the reason? Baal habor amar rachmana bebar de islay bailam askinan. What Rabbi Akiva said earlier, Rabbi Yosef says everybody agrees to that limud. Baal habor means the legal halachic owner of the bar. So everybody agrees that a bar is just a yachid that somebody leaves right next to a public area that makes it into a public area that you're chayef for. Ki pligi bebar birshus harabim. The machlokes is about bar birshus harabim. Why would you be putter? People have to look where they're going. Let's see. Ki pligi bebarbershus harabim. Rabbi Shmuel savar barbershus harabim nami chayiv. Rav Yosef flips it on his head. Rabba said there's a machlokes and Rabbi Shmuel is the mekel. Rav Yosef says there's a machlokes and Rabbi Shmuel is the machmir, the opposite. Rabbi Shmuel savar barbershus harabim nami chayiv. Your chayiv also for barbershus harabim dichsiv. That's the limud that we had earlier. Ki yiftach v'chiyichra. Beforehand, though, we said everybody agrees, and now we're saying this is only Rabbi Yishmael's opinion. Im ala psicha chayiv ala kriya lo kol shekein. Right? If you're chayiv for opening, uncovering a pit, you're surely chayiv for digging. Ela shal iske psicha iske kriya balo. Even if your only connection to the pit is the digging, is the uncovering, you can still be responsible for it. You don't have to be the actual legal owner, bal habor. So that's Rabbi Yishmael, that even a barber is a rabbi, one would be chayav for. For Rabbi Akiva, hanu mitzrach tzrichi. And Rabbi Akiva argues, Rabbi Akiva says that those psukim, that what was the Rabbi Shmuel's limud, that if you're chayav for uncovering, you're surely chayav for digging, so you don't need the pasuk for digging. So that's why it must be emphasizing that even if this is your only connection to the bar, Rabbi Akiva says no, the digging pasuk is needed. It's not extra for you to learn this halacha of barber shes harabim is chayiv. You need that. You need the psukim, and therefore there's no extra pasuk, and therefore there's no source for barber shes harabim being chayiv. How do you need it? Rabbi Akiva hanu misrach tzrichi. Let me explain, says Rabbi Akiva. De'ikat rachmana ki yiftach. If the Torah only said ki yiftach, when a person opens, uncovers a pit, so that he's going to be chayiv, hava amina, poseach hu desagi leva kisui. I would have thought, when you open a pit, so then all you have to do, if you uncover a pit, you could be potter if you just cover the pit. You uncovered it? Okay, so cover it. Then you're going to be potter. Korah, but if you dug a pit, lo sagi le bekisui at the time lay. But if you actually dug the pit, then I might have thought that covering it is not enough. You need to fill it up. Right? You need to fill it up, and that would remove your actions. And unless you fill it up, just covering it would not be enough if somebody falls through the covering, so that you're still going to be responsible. That's why the Torah has to emphasize putting them together to say that no, even digging, covering it would be good enough. Because of Rachmana ki yichre, if you only have the second phrase of digging ki yichre, hava amina kriya hu deboy kisui mishum da'avin maisa. Maybe the korah, the digger, he's the one that has to put a cover on because he did an actual maisa. Ava poseach to lo avin maisa, but someone who just uncovers a pit, ema kisi nami lo boy, he uncovered. So isn't that grama? He didn't really create the maisa hezek. Right, bar, remember the mahus of bar is tchilas asiyasu lahezek. That was the lashon we had in the first parak. So here, were you the one that was maschil? No. So maybe kisui wouldn't even be needed by you. Kamash malan, That's why the Torah has to emphasize again by comparing Poseach and Korah that a Poseach also has to put a cover on. So that's why, according to Rabbi Akiva, the two phrases are not extra, and there's no source to teach me Bar Bershus Harabim. Says the Gemara, last line, Ve'ela Maizeu Bar Hamor Batorah Dekam Rabbi Yishmael. So if Rabbi Yishmael holds that both Rishus Harabim and Rishus Yachin, the Bar Bershus Chayiv, so what's the emphasis of Zehu bar, this is the bar, as if to say this is something unique. Zehu bar, shepasach ba'akazot chilul lezikin. Right, the opposite of what we said earlier. Rabbi Akiva emphasizing the bar that was said by Tashlumin. So Rabbi Shmuel is emphasizing this is the bar that the Torah mentions by Hezek. The two psukim that Rashi quoted earlier. So we have a machlokas between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef about the machlokas between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva, whether everybody agrees by Bar Bershus HaRabim, and the machlokas is about Bar Bershus HaYachid, that is Rabba, or everybody agrees about Bar Bershus HaYachid, and the machlokas is about Bar Bershus HaRabim. A little Tosis on the bottom, Tosis points out on Ala Kriya Lo Kol Shekein that if you look in the Medrash, the Mechilta, it says Mechilta, but then on the side it changes it to Mechilta, meaning in the Medrash, Amrinan Mikan She'in Oshim Min Adin. The Mechilta, which is the Medrash Halacha on Shmos, we know there are Medrash Halacha and Medrash Agada. Medrash Agada, the Medrash Rabbah, is the most famous Medrash Agada, all the story related Midrashim on Chumash, among other Medrash Halacha, Agada. The Medrash Halacha, we know on each of the Svarim of the Torah that have mitzvot that have halachos, there is a medrash halacha. We have the mechilta on Shmos, we have the sifra on Taras Kohanim on Vayikra, and we have the sifri on Bamidbar and Dvarim. So in the mechilta on these psukim in Mishpatim, Tosfos says, "B'mechilta amrinan mikan she'ein oshim min adin." Well, you learn a different halacha from this diak of ala kriya and ala psicha. That why do you have to mention kriya if you're ready to mention psicha? It must be ein oshim min hadin. You can't give an onesh based on a kal v'chomer, and this would be giving an onesh. Interesting, this is an onesh. Wouldn't this just be a maisa hezek? So the Torah still calls that, or the Medrash still calls that an onesh. We discussed that also back on Daf Beis, that this is another implicit, maybe not even implicit, maybe it's considered explicit, raya, that nezek is an avera, we just don't know which avera it is. Right? There are many sources. The fact that shlichus l'dvar avera is applied. The fact that a couple of days ago we had it mentioned that you use this for lulav. So there are many indications. What exactly is the Isser? So that, as we mentioned, is discussed by the Rishonim and the Achronim. But Tosfos says that this pasuk that our Gemara uses for bor is generalized in the Medrash for Enosh Ben Adin, Aval Peshash Shalanu, Ain Sover Kane. But our Gemara doesn't hold that way. Doesn't hold that this is the source. Okay, the Prish is Bereish Masechtas. Right? So that we look back on that base. Tosis base of an Aleph discussed the Sugya of Ain Onshim Min Adin. Discussed whether you're Onish Mamon Min Adin. Look at the end of Tosis below. Back on that base of an Aleph, Tosis discusses Vixas Kasha, the Mashma, the Onshim Mamon Min Adin. Ubi Mechil Tatanya, Kiyita Vichyichre. Right, we learn our Gemara uses this for something else. We don't learn Enosha Min Adin from this pasuk. Do we hold of Enosha Min Adin? Pashas, yes. Pashas, that is, at least in certain cases, everyone holds Enosha Min Adin, but there could be a machlokas, Bavli, and Medrash about some of the details. Right, the various svaras for Enosha Min Adin is discussed by Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Lekach Tov in Klal Beis, where he discusses 3/4 suggestions for Enosha Min Adin. The three that many Achronim say, and then the one that he adds on. Number one, Midahi Batorah, Xeris HaKasif, Enosha Min Adin. Number two, maybe there's a Pircha to the Kal V'chomer. By the other tools of Drusha, it's not based on our logic. It's based on the tool itself. Hekish and Xeris Shava and Binyan Av and Ribu Yomiyat and Dover Halamim and Yano, but Kavachomer is logic. A person dashes a Kavachomer Miatzvo. Somebody's a Tana. So maybe there's a problem with the logic. Number two. Number three. Maybe you want to apply a punishment to the more Chamor context. Maybe the Chamor context is so Chamor that an Onesh would not be appropriate to apply. It's so bad what one does. Like he quotes the Smag by Molech. Somebody gives some of their children to Moloch, they're Chayav Misa. If somebody gives all their children to Moloch, they're not Chayav Misa. What do you mean? How could that be? The answer is, that's the Smag. If somebody gives all their children, they've stopped their family line, that's Gadol Avonomen So. That's beyond the pale, and, Misa's not even going to help. mean, I'm going to help. And the Kesef Mishnah by Kasher Zamam uses that. We had this a couple of days ago also in terms of Misa Ritzichas Goy. If you remember, the Meshech Chachma said that maybe it's the Chil Hashem element, and that is above and beyond, and that's why there's no Misa, where we discussed it back on Daf Mem Aleph Amar Aleph. And then finally, the Lekach Tov has a fourth idea, which is based on V'hitzilu Ha'eda. Just like we have in Sanhedrin, V'hitzilu Ha'eda, the Dayanim always try to save a person, always try to accept Zechuyos and look for Zechuyos, so maybe this is part of it. We shouldn't, this would only apply to Misa then, we shouldn't even darshin psukim in order to give somebody an onesh because of V'hitzilu Ha'eda. Ha'chanami v'dini nefashas t'chsi V'hitzilu Ha'eda tzivsa ha'tore el ha'bezdin she'yechapsu v'yishtadlu Ach, ba'atzalas anidon. Al kain ein rashon lidrosh b'daitam drushos lechayev oso. Ve'elam lechayev rak mashachiyif the Torah beferish v'al kain ein onshin min adin. And he quotes many nafkamina between the different approaches, Malchus, Ben Noach, and others, but not for now. Okay, but either way, right now we have, let's get back to the Gemara, Machlokas Rav and Rav Yosef, about the Machlokas Rav Yisrael, Rav Akiva, which bar does the Torah refer to? Is it bar versus a rabbin, bar versus a yachid, and the other shita as well? Good. Meisve, third wide line, Meisve, a chofer, bar versus a rabbin. Oops, sachol, versus a yachid. Somebody digs a bar in Rishus HaRabim, and its opening is in Rishus HaYachid, Pater. Pater, because where's the opening in Rishus HaYachid? Even though they are not allowed to do this, you're not supposed to dig things under the street. Right? If you did, and the opening is in Rishus HaYachid, so then you're not going to be chayav for that. But it's not something that you should do. We don't want people digging underneath the street, making chalalim. Maybe eventually it could collapse, so that's a problem. So that is, though, a bar with the opening of Rishus HaYachid. HaChofer bar shichanim aras Rishus HaYachid upsachal Rishus HaRabim. If somebody digs different types of cavities under their own Rishus, but the opening is to Rishus HaRabim Chayiv, because that's an opening, people are going to fall in. HaChofer boros b'Rishus HaYachid HaSmuchal Rishus HaRabim. K'gonelo HaChofrim L'ushin. If somebody digs in Rishus HaYachid close to the street, like those who dig in order to build foundations for their houses, L'ushin Pater, as we'll see, that's an exception to the rule, and that is understandable for societal benefit. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Mechayiv, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, even in that case, you'd be Chayiv, ad, sheyasa mechitza asara, o ad sheyarchik mimakom, drisas, ragle adam, mimakom, drisas, ragle beimar, brad fachim. Rabbi Yehuda says, even in that case, you're building the foundations for the house, you have to put up a wall 10 tfachim high, or to distance from the place where people or animals walk for tfachim. Good. So now we're medayik from the brisa. Taima de la'ushin. The only reason you're potter if you build it close by, the Tanakhama holds, the only reason you're potter is if you build it for foundations. Halav l'ushin, but if you didn't build it for a foundation, you're just recklessly digging a hole in your yard next to the public area, chayev, then you'd be chayev for that. Ha'mani. So who is the author of this brisa? Hamani usually means, who is this recording to? According to, Rashi says this Hamani is basically kasher reisha l'seifa. Right? We have an inner contradiction here. Why? Because the second half of the brisa sounds like, if it's not l'ushin, right? If you dig something in your own rishus, you are going to be chayiv for that. Right? That means bar rishus yachid is chayiv. And the earlier part of the brisa seemed to say bar rishus yachid is pater. So, bishlamala rabba, according to rabba, fine. Reisha Rabbi Shmuel v'Sefer Rabbi Akiva. Remember, Rabba holds that everybody agrees bar b'rishus HaRabim is chayiv. The machlokas is about bar b'rishus HaYachid. So fine, this brisa has a machlokas about bar b'rishus HaYachid, has a stira. So we'll say the first opinion that says pater is reflecting Rabbi Shmuel, and the same is Rabbi Akiva, right? Because they argue about bar b'rishus HaYachid according to Rabba. Elon Rav Yosef, but according to Rav Yosef, he has a problem. Because Rav Yosef said that everybody agrees bar b'rishus HaYachid is chayiv. The machlokas was about bar b'rishus HaRabim. So, El Rav Yosef, Bishlama Seifa Divrei Yaakov. The Seifa that says bar b'rishus HaYachid is chayiv. Everybody agrees to that. El Reisha Mani, Lor Bishma Bar B'Akiva. But the Reisha which says bar b'rishus HaYachid is pater, that's against both opinions. So how does Rav Yosef understand that line? So, Amalacha Rav Yosef, Kula Divrei Yaakov. Really, the whole b'risa is Divrei Yaakov. Ed, v'resha, what's the case of the resha that you're chayiv? What do you mean? I'm saying pater. What's the case that you're pater? In bor, b'rishus ayachid, shalo hifker, lo rishus of lo boro. That's the case where it's your mafker any area, even next to the bor, b'rishus ayachid. So that's in your rishus. If you dig a hole in your backyard, not next to the street, and somebody walks in, so that's their fault. So that's the case of the resha where you weren't mafkir anything, and that's why pater. Amar Avashi mida hashda du ukimta l'Rav Yosef l'divrei Hakol. Once you say that, oh, Rav Yosef has an ukimta, and therefore he can learn the brisa according to everyone. L'Rabba nami lo tukva kitanoi. So fine, you shouldn't be forced to say that Rabba is also assuming that it's a machlokas tanoim from within. No, mida resha Rav Yishmael seifan amri Rav Yishmael. From the fact that the reshas Rav Yishmael, so too the seifa. Remember, according to Rabba, everybody agrees. Barber shes Rabba mischayev. Rav Yishmael says Barber Shas Yachid is Pater. So maybe this whole Bryce is Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. So, Bataima de Laushin, Ha Lav Laushin Chayiv, but I, according to Rabbi Shmuel, Barber Shas Yachid is Pater. So why, if it's Lav Laushin, if it's not for a foundation, are you going to be Chayiv? Kagon de Arvach, Arvachil Rosh Hazarabim. You went a little too far. You didn't build a foundation next to Rosh Hazarabim, you actually went into the Rosh Hazarabim. So there, that's why it's going to be a problem, because, you know, that's not something that is accepted on a society level. For a yesod, for a house, for a foundation, that we accept, that's a temporary measure, and people know you're building for the house. But other than that, you are going to be chayiv, and even Rabbi Yishmael would agree in that case. If you look at the Rashba's Lashon here, the Rashba discusses that you are going to be chayiv for arva charvuche, but 1 minute, asks the Rashba two questions. Number one, and then we'll see what the answer is answering both. Kashali, to imkain, if you're telling me arva charvuche is going to be chayiv because, you know, you went too far into the street, so afilu l'ushina my potter. So then even if it's for the foundation of your house, why would you be potter in that case? For the foundation of your house in your property next to the street, okay, fine. So we'll give you that. But if it actually goes into the street, so even Le'ushin should be chayiv. De'imi shim teka'avid b'rishus. If you want to say, oh, you have rishus to do this, ma'ishna miner chanukah l'rabbana demichayiv. Why is this different than ner chanukah? Right, we're going to have this in 2 weeks, Samach Beis, where somebody puts a ner chanukah out into the street. So according to the rabbana, you're chayiv there. We'll have to see that. Actually, we discussed this back in Eishim Mishim Chisav also, because later on we're going to have the Rabbi Yehuda Shita about Ner Chanukah having a Ptur. But v'chi tema d'shayni yachem mishum takanas olam itzrech lachbar l'ushin l'harchiv ma'at, that if you want to say it's for the good of society, still, didn't we have back on Daf Lamed ma'ishna m'motzi zivlo l'rishu zarabim? Somebody is motzi their zevel to rishu zarabim, even at a time of hotzah zvalim, they put their fertilizer out in the street, they're allowed to, but if it does damage, mishalem Masha Hizik. You still have to pay for it. So here too, we could say that it's understandable, but you're still going to have to pay. Says the Rashba, the Efshar, the Chafiras Le'ushin, who Yoser Tikkun Olam, the Yishuv HaMedina. This is something that's totally needed. Everybody understands. Even if you go a little bit into this, into the public, you know, it's Tikkun Olam, the Kula Medina Nichaluhu Bahachi, the Kulu Mitzrach Tzrichi Laha. This is a tikkun ha-medina. This is what everybody wants and everybody needs at some times in their life. And therefore, says the Rashba, that's why it is acceptable. Okay, interesting line here, just going back earlier for a moment, and that is, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda says, you know, the only way you could do it is if you're machik for tfachim away, or if you build a machitza, asara tfachim. There is a discussion in the postgame regarding the mitzvah of ma'akeh, the mitzvah of building a fence. As we know, the mitzvah in Parshas Kisesi, v'yasisa ma'akeh ligagecha. If you look in the Sifri, in Parshas Kisesi, the Sifri says that the ma'akeh has to be 10 tfachim high, and that's what the Rambam quotes, that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins. The Menachas Chinuch, in Tavkuf Mem Vav, wonders why the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, when they quoted Asara Tvachim, they quoted only Asara Tvachim without explaining and emphasizing that it should be Shochakos. There are different types of Tvachim. Does it mean just 10 Tvachim, or, you know, a little bit wider 10 Tvachim? Right? The Gemara in Erevin discusses Kol Shi'urei Tvachim as Linon L'chumra L'inyin Otzvos V'Shochakos. It's going to be a little wider 10 Tvachim. So the Minchas Chinuch wonders why the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam don't mention that need the wider 10 tefachim, not the more minimal 10 tefachim. Says the Emek Bracha of Parmanshik in his piece on Ma'akeh on page Lamed Gimel in the Sefer. Ulaniya Zaiti Nira, he has a Yesod. That which the Gemara says in Erevin Daf Gimel, that you have to go to Chumra and use the more expansive Shi'urim. Ein ze ela b'makam de be'inon din shir. If there's a halachic shir, like we know, shir and halacha Moshe B'Sinai, kezayis, kebeitza, tefach, ama, if there is a halachic shir needed, kagon, amosuka, umavui, v'kilayim, so that requires shochakos, that requires the wider. But why do you need ten tefachim for ma'akeh? Is that a halachic legal shir? No. That's just to prevent danger. That's why you need ten tefachim. Ein zeklal mishum din shir mechitza. Is that a din in the mechitza? The ma'akeh ein pirusha mechitza. What does the word ma'akeh mean? Elaka de matargim. What does the uncle say? Tika. Tika means meshamer masha besocho, as Rashi says there. V'yimkeim nimsa de ma'akeh lo be'inan klal din mechitza. Anything that protects from what's inside. The Chachamim had an umdana that for this you would need 10 tefachim. But not that you need 10 tefachim per se midin shiurim. But just midin that this is what Chazal assumed would be a protective height. But if that's true, it could be the more minimal protective height. And then he goes through, he mentions sources related to our Gemara. That's why he says, oh, you got to put up 10 tefachim. That's Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda in our Gemara, because that is what prevents, danger. And then he quotes, the Lamais at the end, Sarach Lizar, Kshabonim Alios, Shiasu Achalonos, Gevoos, Biritzmas Alias, Sarat Tefachim. Right, you have windows, you have to make sure the windows are protected, or closed, or bars. That's the Emek Bracha, about the 10 tefachim needed for Ma'akeh, and the 10 tefachim in other areas of Halacha. Okay, let's finish this up till the next piece. Meisve. Second kasha we have now on Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, before we get to the little story that's going to come up. Hachover, bar Rishus HaYachid, Psachal Rishus HaRabim, Chayiv. So another brisa. Somebody digs a pit in Rishus HaYachid, Psachal Rishus HaRabim, Chayiv. They're responsible, because that's dangerous. Bar Rishus HaYachid, Hasmuchal Rishus HaRabim, Potter. If it's in your Rishus, Potter. Sounds like bar Rishus HaYachid, is Potter. So Bishlam Allah Rabba Kulu Rabbi Shmueli. According to Rabba, fine, it's Rabbi Shmuel. The Resha is Barbar Shas Arabim, which everybody agrees Chayef. Seifa is Rabbi Shmuel. Barbar Shas Yachin is Potter. Elo Rabbi Yosef, but according to Rabbi Yosef, Bishlam Resha Rabbi Shmuel. Remember, Rabbi Yosef said, everybody agrees Barbar Shas Yachin is Chayef, and Barbar Shas Arabim is the Machlokas. So Bishlam Resha Rabbi Yishmael, according to the Resha, Barbar Shas Arabim Chayev, that's Rabbi Yishmael. Ela Seifa Mani, Lor Rabbi Yishmael, Lor Rabbi Akiva, but the Seifa that says, a Barbar Shas Yachad is Potter, that's against everybody. So Amalacha, same thing. Bechofer Le'ushin Le'vedivri Yakol, maybe he's talking about you're digging it for a foundation, and that's the special allowance of societal allowance and understanding that we have, and everybody would agree to that would be Potter. Period. Tana Rabbanan, next section, Chafar Upasach Umasar Larabim Pater. Let's say somebody digs a hole in the street, and then he gives it over to the Tzibur. Here, I'm giving this to the Tzibur so that the Tzibur can have a water cistern in the middle of the street for the Ole Regalim. Right, give it over, right, how Rashi says, Hari Umasar Lachem. So in that case, Pater, he's Pater, because now the Tzibur is responsible to cover it up and to protect. Chafar upasach v'lo masa l'rabim. What if he had in mind to give it over, but he didn't? He dug a pit, or he uncovered a pit, but he didn't give it over to the rabim. Chayiv. Then he's chayiv in that case, because he's so responsible. Till people know, till the oskim b'tzorchei tzibur know that this is theirs, so he is responsible for it. V'chein min hago shal nechunya chofer bor reshich namaros. That's what nechunya used to do. Nechunya, the digger of bor reshich namaros, shayachofer uposeach umoser l'rabim. He used to dig for everyone, for the public. Ukshashamu chachamim bedavar, when the chachamim heard about it, amru, ki em zeh halachazu. This nechunya was mekayim this halacha. Says the Gemara, ki em zeh halacha zu v'sulo, only this halacha. What, he didn't do any other mitzvos? Ela ema af halacha zu. He was even mekayim this halacha. That was the tzaddik of Nechunya, the one who used to dig. The Torah quotes, interestingly, in Machlokes, how far does this go? Do you have to have the original kavana when you dig it to be giving it over to the public, and only there you would be putter? But what happens if you wanted to dig it for yourself and then you change your mind? Is that also putter? That's a machlokes here in the tour in Simin Taf Yud. He quotes, Hani mili shechafer letzarach rabim b'makom sheish lo rishus lachpar ava b'makom she'ein lo rishus lachpar inami dechafer me'ikaro letzarach atzmo ve'hadar mimlach lemimsa l'rabim lo es pater ad detamim le o ad amachasi le. If you dug it letzarach the rabim, then it's open, you can give it over as is. But if you dug it for yourself first and then you change your mind, then you cannot give it over unless it's filled in again or it's covered. You can't just tell them about it. That's what the Torah quotes from a day of the Ramah, and he argues. Ve'einera, he says, what's the difference? Tekiva demoser atala rabim, ve'ein tzrichin lo, by nafgamina, shachavra mitzchilo, tzarecho. The Torah argues, the Torah assumes, right when the tzibur knows about it, so it's their responsibility to protect the tzibur from the dangerous situation. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, we're up to a fascinating philosophical, theological story that has many ramifications. Tan Rabbanan, Baba Kama Daf Nun. Maisa Babito Shah Nechunya Chofer Shichin, the story of the daughter of Nechunya. This Nechunya that used to dig for Holy Regalim. She Nafla the Bar Gadol. She fell into a boar. Bovo Dia, they worry about her life. Bovo Dia, Shabbi Chanina Mendoza, the Kinder Chanina Mendoza, to daven for her. Shari Shona, Amar Laim Shalom. After an hour, question is, does this mean an hour? Does this just mean a moment? What does this Shah mean? Either way, Shalom. Shnia Amar Lahem Shalom. Shlishis, the third hour. Amar Lahem, also she's out. She's out. Amar Lahem, Mihalech. They said to her, when she actually did come out, he was right. They said, who saved you? Who took you out of the pit after 3 hours? Amar Lahem, Zachar Shal Re'elim, Nizdamin Li. A ram, a male ram, right? Nizdamin Li. There was an older man that was being manhig the sheep, and this old man and this goat, this ram, was able to save me. Amrullah, they said to Rabbi Chaim Adosa, Naviata, are you a prophet? You knew exactly when she was going to come out of the water? Amrullah, I'm lo Navi Anochi, lo bon Navi Anochi. No, I'm neither. Elakach Amarti, I said to myself, Dover, Shaoso, Tzadik, Mitztarbo, Yikosho, Bozaro. Right, this thing that this tzaddik dug so many wells, so Dafke, his daughter, is going to fall into one of those wells? Can't be. So I had that misora, and I really believed it, and therefore that's why I knew, but not because I'm a Navi. Even though we're in the middle, we're going to stop there for a moment. There's one to talk about here. Halachically, ashkafically, the Meiri writes, not here, but the Meiri in Yavamah says, you know what you see from here? After 3 hours, you could assume that a husband died. Right, because here is only because there was a special nace that occurred. But Mikan Yesh Lo Chiyach says the Meiri, because the story is also quoted there. Sha'adam Shadafa Lamayim Sheish Lam Sof Acher Shal Shalos Meidim Alav Shemes. Right, after 3 hours you can be made. And again, as we mentioned, the poskim argue whether this means literally the beginning of 3 hours, after 3 hours, and how does one understand it? But either way, the Meiri learns halachas from here about Edus Isha. The Bach in a Tshuva argues on this. He assumes, Bach in Sibinai and Tess, Ein lomo me'abikra shal gemara kan babor, legabi mayim sheish lam sof, mishum shal abor, yesh mechitzos. Ve'yesh lo afshar is lichyos, I did tipus b'mechitzos. By bor, you have this length, because you have walls, maybe a person could save themselves. By water, it's much shorter. You have to wait that long. Here in a boar, it's skinnier. Maybe there's a way that she's holding herself up, or the man will be holding himself up. So either way, that's issue number one that's brought up here regarding are there any halacha ramifications from this for Edus Isha? The Ben Yehoyada, though, and others talk about, you know, who's the ram and who's the old man? L'chor, it's the Akedah. Right? Avram Avinu is the old man, and the ram is the one that was given for Yitzchak Avinu. So what exactly is the message of the Akedah? So various Mefarshim deal with this. The Pnei Yeshua says that maybe the whole idea of Akedah is substitute. Substitute, right? It was supposed to have the Yitzchak Avinu, and then there was a substitution, says the Pnei Yeshua here. The Yiret Sheramza Bazeh, Devadai Nigzer Lamisha Mayim Lamisa. She was supposed to die. She was supposed to die. There was a gzeira lemisa. She fell into a bar. Ela shahola tefilasol shreb lechinia medosa. But as we know from Brachas, Rabbi Chanina Medosa had special powers of tefila. That's why they went to him. V'kivan shenigzer ala mishamayim, i'efshar levatala gzeira, atche yutan tmurasa. Eze adam acher. He quotes, if there was a gzeira lemisa, so the question is, what's going to happen? We need a substitute. That's the message of the Akedah being referred to here. That's the concept of a substitute. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take a ram. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take an animal instead. Some animal in the world will be nishchat. So lakach noagin, and that's why you have the concept of kaparis, he quotes on Erev Yom Kippur, the concept of substitution. V'mk nirmas bezeo inyan, kamoshoi v'ayel sho yitzchak, shenikraf tumuraso, ke nasela. So that is number one, the Pnei Yeshua discusses it. If you look in the Ben Yoyada here, there's a couple of Ben Yoyadas here that are fascinating. The Ben Yoyada here says, there were 3 hours that were asked, right? Shoah Acha, Shoah Shniyah, Shoah Shlishas, why three? So he quotes from various sources, he quotes, we know that three regalim. And he used to make the boros for the Oli regalim. And the three regalim are all parallel to the three avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And he quotes, those are the three Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. And he goes through how each of these, Avram Avinu was Mekayim Chesed, and relating to that, that's Sukkis. And he explains how Sukkis is Chesed and going out, and Hashem surrounds us. And then he quotes that Yitzchak Avinu is Pesach, the Akedah, and Carbon Pesach, and he quotes the connections regarding that, and that's Avodah. And finally, Yaakov Avinu is Torah, and that is Shavuos. Ulachar ba'Yaakov Avinu al v'shalav v'tikin amud haTorah u'kinegdo nitan lanu chag haShavuos. And that's what, that was his questions of Shah Achas, Shah Shniyah, Shlishis. Once you have all three, he dug pits for all the Oli Regalim. He has all the three Zechuyos, starting with Avram Avinu. And that's why he was the one that came, that was the remez of the Akedah, and Yitzchak Avinu is the ram that was going through. So finally he says also, Kishah Zui Kenegar Chag HaShavuos Shu Amar HaTorah Shemachriyas Kula Makach Amalem Shalsa Shenishlam Anes V'Hitzila Mamish. Those are the three that are related. Then he quotes something, I'll mention it, I don't fully understand it, it's a Kabbalistic idea, but it's quoted by some Kabbalistic sources. The Arachayim HaKadosh quotes this on Bereishis, and the Ben Yehoyada quotes it here. He says, Ramzu Lamin HaShemayim B'mara Hazeh, by the Akedah and Zachin Echen Manhigo, Sheba'avur Gemilas Chasadim Shalaviha, Hagen Alas Chos Avram Avinu, Shuaya Arisha, Shurhekim Hemen Amur Shal Chasadim. Fine. But then he quotes, what about the Akedah specifically? Yitzchak Avinu was Muzman Lehishachet, and then there was an Ayil that was Shechted in his place. Kaini Haisa Muzumene, so to she, as the Pnei Yeshua said, she was Mizumenes to die, and then a Zachar Ayo came as a Remez in its place. What exactly is the connection? V'hadimyon Shave Mamish, says the Ben Yoyada. Because Alpi Kabbalah, the poskim said, the halachic, again, not halachic, the Kabbalistic idea is that Yitzchak Avinu was from the Sitra Denukva, some type of feminine neshama, at the time beforehand, before the Akedah, that's why he couldn't have children. Uba'es ha'akedah parcha nishmaso. At the Akedah, somehow he died. Ubalo nefesh b'sitra d'tuchura. That's how we got a male neshama. Ulafiza ad-dimyon yafeh. And that's exactly here. She, the nukvo, was supposed to die, and then the zachar came. V'cheni ha'ishayis and akeva nechnas someone else. We'll see, it was her brother. Zachar b'mkoma gzeirazu. V'hini tzola. V'ras ha'zakin echan manhiga ramaz l'schus avinu ha'kadosh. V'chulu. Again, what does that mean? I'm just mentioning the concept that's mentioned in some of the sources, but I'm not going to explain it now because I do not understand it. Okay, anyway, let's continue the story now. Says the Gemara now. Amar Rebbe Acha, even though we just said that Rebbe Chaim Medosa said, this girl is never going to die because of her father, Ava Pikein Meis Bino Batsama. Rebbe Chaim Medosa's son, though, died from thirst. Shenemar usvivav nisara maod milamech HaKadosh Baruch Hu medaktik im sviva avil kuchot asayra. Hashem is medaktik with the one that he loves so much, even kuchot asayra, like the breath of a hair. Rabbi Nechunya Omar mehacha, or Rabbi Chanina Omar mehacha, el naras besod kedoshim rabba, v'nora al kol sviva. Right, so there's a diktuk of din. Meaning, even though the daughter didn't die, the son died. All the Mefarshim ask, Tosfos asks, but what do you mean? I thought it's Oso Dovar. It's not exactly Oso Dovar. It's water, but it's not the pit. It's not the pit, but it was just water. Why did he die? So the Miri says, we don't fully understand it, even if we can explain certain events, but la'olam, al yaharer adam acher midos of shomako. Sha'afilo ayanira be'enav kitzadik biyoser. Right? We know from this Gemara that even if somebody looks like a tzaddik and is supposed to be a tzaddik, sometimes there's dinim that we don't understand. And therefore, says the Meiri, that's what the Gemara mentions this, that it was a terrible tragedy. And it's like just the opposite of what we might have thought would happen. But even to the great Tanoim, these things happen, and we have to realize that it's beyond our comprehension. Period. Amar Rabbi Chanina, kala Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, vatranu, yivatru chayav. If anyone says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Vatran, so then his life, what's a Vatran? Someone who's not so medakdik, someone who gives in for no reason, lets things slide for no reason, so Yivatru Ma'oi, so his life is going to be given up. Shinemar Atzur Tamim Pa'alok Yichod Rechad Mishpat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has everything perfectly worked out. And, as the Mesul Yisharim says, towards the beginning of the Sefer, if he has Rachmanus, but it's not because he's just mevater and says, "Hey, I don't care about it. Oh, whatever you want to do." No, everything is specifically tailored, giving people with midas harachamim another chance. But he's not just doesn't just say forget it. He gives us a chance to do tshuva. He gives us a chance so that maybe he'll delay and not punish us till later on, or not give us the schar till later on. But he does. He's not chas v'shalom a vatran in that way, right? The Rav Chaim Elojan says, the Nefesh HaChaim says that in the Perek Aleph, in the Shar Aleph, Perek Yud Beis, there's a Keva in the Bria. Kodesh Baruch Hu created a certain reality, so there's no getting out of that, right? There's this Schar Va'onesh that's part of reality, and therefore there's nothing that can be done, even though Kodesh Baruch Hu also creates me the Sarachamim, which also can help. Good. Amar Rabbi Chana v'Itema Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. There's more there about the Ma'ohi and Vatran, but we'll continue for now. Amar Chana v'Itema Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. My dechsev, what does the pasuk mean? Erech apayim v'lo ksev erech af. What does it mean, erech apayim? It sounds like double, a double lashon, right? What's apayim v'lo ksev erech af? Erech apayim l'tzadikim v'lo rishoyim. He has patience for both, tzadikim and rishoyim. What does that mean? As Rashi explains, for the tzaddikim, sometimes he withholds schar to pay them back in Olam Haba, and in Rishoyim he withholds onesh in order to pay them back in Olam Haba. Okay, Tanur Rabbanan says the Gemara Lo Yisakel. Now we'll see what the Pshuto Shala Gemara is here, and then again we'll see a fascinating Ben Yehoyada on this Gemara as well. Tanur Rabbanan Lo Yisakel Adam Mirshus L'Rishus Rabim. You should not dump out rocks from your yard to the street. It's dangerous. You shouldn't put rocks there for no reason. Somebody was once doing it. He took out and he put rocks into the street. Umatsu chassid echad. A chassid finds him. And a chassid echad sometimes means a certain tanoim, Rav Yehuda Bar Eloi and other tanoim. So a chassid echad found him. Amar lo reikan, he says to him, you empty one. Mipnei ma'ata misakel mirishus she'ina shalcha l'rishus shalcha. Why are you taking out rocks from a rishus that is not yours to a rishus that is yours? Says the Gemara, Ligleg Alav. He scoffed at him. The chassid made a mistake. What did the chassid say? You're taking stuff out from rishus that's not yours to rishus that's yours? No, it's the opposite. I'm taking this out from my yard to the street. Ah, what a fool. Liyamim nitzrach limkar sadehu. Eventually this man lost all of his fields and his possessions. Vayimahalech pa'osa rishus arabim. And he was homeless, walking in the street. V'nichsha pa'osa navanim. And he tripped on those same rocks that he had dumped into the street. Amar Yafe Amar Liosa Chassid. Now I understand what he was saying. Because now my field is not my own and the street is mine. Mipnei Ma'ata Mesaka Mirishus Sheina Shalcha L'Rishus Shalcha. So that is the message, but we have to be careful not to put rocks out into the street, and that is what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Shulchan Aruch also discusses, interestingly, related to what we said before, we mentioned that not putting things under the street, but if the society agrees that things should be put under the street, then that's okay. The Shulchan Aruch says in Tuf Yud Zayin, right, nowadays there are sewers, there's a lot going on under the streets. So if people agree to that, if the society agrees to that, then it's okay, right? The Rama says in Taf Yud Zayin, Abagav da'achi dina mikamakon kfar nago lasos bidim bibim umartefos tachas chalorish azarabim v'chein zizin v'kulan mochon alkach me'achar shekei nagu v'yosher rishuz arabim heim shal moshle ha'ir u'lokom ha'shenosin rishuz azlinim basrei l'fi inyan ha'minhag. Interesting. But if you look in the Ben Yoyada here, last Agadata point on the Amud, he says there's maybe a deeper idea here about, you know, we think that we're being misakel, we're putting out rocks from our rishus, right, to the street, but really it turns out to be the opposite. Says the Ben Yoyada, on a deeper level, you know what that means? It means that a person, there's one level is when a person sins. Another level is when a person makes others sin. That's obviously much worse. Not only a choti, but a machti. In that case, Rahman al-Assad, even if somebody in themselves do tshuva, if the person I caused to do an aver didn't do tshuva, I'm still going to be responsible for that. So that's, on a deeper level, what this means. A person, there was a story about someone who was being misakel, he was doing averis from his rishus to rishus arabim. He was causing others to do averis also. So what did the chassid say? Don't do that, because you're going to end up then getting from a rishus that's not yours to a rishus that's yours. In olam haba, you're going to think that, oh, I did tshuva. But then you're going to get averis and punishment for other people's sins from edu shalcha. The point is because you caused it. Because if somebody is a machti, then they're going to have to stand up for those averis as well. Vayter. Masisan says the Mishnah. Next major bar sugya. Here we go. Somebody takes a pin of Rishuz Arabim, Shor HaChamar falls in, that's the din, that's the basic din of Bar Chayiv. The Pnei Yeshua discusses what's the chiddush of this line. Echad HaChofer Bar Shiach, Uma'ara, Charitzin Neitzin, all different types of cavities. Chayiv doesn't matter, they're all Chayiv for any type of pit. Imkin Lama Nemar Bar, so why does it say Bar? Ma Bar Sheishbok Din Laham is Asar Tfachim. Of course, Sheishbok Din Laham is Asar Tfachim. It says Bar, because just like Bar has to be 10 Tfachim in order to kill, so too anything has to have Kedei Lahamis. Less than that, Hayib Chusin Me Asar Tfachim, Venafal Tokar Shor Chamar Vameis Pater, Vimuzak Bo Chayef. Less than that is good enough for Hezek, but not good enough for Misa. We discussed this also back on Daf Gimel. The Chashuk Echemet here is a classic Chashuk Echemet type of case. What if somebody falls into a pit of 10 Tfachim, but one of them holds like the Chazon Ish, and one of them holds like Rav Chaim Noah? Meaning one of them says, oh, this is 10 Tfachim. The other one says, no, this is less than 10 Tfachim. In both directions, what do you do? He says, L'chora, it's a problem for both of them to hold on to the money, because it's a Safek Isser, Safek Gezel, Safek not paying something that you have to pay. L'chora, L'shneim, Asa L'hazik, Asa Mamon. L'mazik, the one, let's say he's saying the mazik holds like Rav Chaim Noah, the one who owns the pit. So for every other area of halacha, he sits in a sukkah like Rav Chaim Noah, and he makes kiddush like Rav Chaim Noah. So now, he's his pit? Right, and what about the other one? Could you say Kimli in one area of halacha? I hold like this opinion, and I like the others. So he says, L'chora, by Dinim Amenis, you have that flexibility, but it's an interesting question about machlokas, about what people, what shiurim people hold. Amar Rav. Now we have a machlokas, Rav and Shmuel. Amar Rav, Bor Shechiva Alav Torah, Lahavlo Lovelo Lachavto. The bor that the Torah says chayev for, when the animal falls in, what are you chayev for? Rav is machadish, Lahavlo. When the animal dies, let's say the animal breaks its neck and dies, you're not chayev for the animal breaking its neck. You're chayiv for the fact that there is suffocating no air in the pit. That's lahavlo. There's insufficient air. And we assume if there was enough air, maybe the animal wouldn't have fallen that way. Maybe he would have been able to survive the fall. But lahavlo v'lo lachavto. Al-maksavar chabata karka olam udamaskile. The fall, that would be called grama. It's the grounds that cause the bones to break, but it's the hevel, that's what you created. Ushmuel Amar, no, both. Lahavlo v'koshikin lachavto. You're responsible for both, the hevel and the chibut. V'im tamar lachavto, Amr Torah, v'lo lahavlo. HaTorah he'ida ala bor, v'afilu moli sfugin shol semer. You want to say only chibut and not the hevel? No. The Torah says you're chayv on bor, period. Even if it might be filled with a whole thing of wool, right? There's no chabata in there, right? You're chayv for... You're chayav for both, not just the chibut and the hevel. My benayu, lamaisa, They both say you're chayiv if the animal falls into the pit. So l'may nafkamina, ika beinayu, da aved gova, birushas harabim. Let's say it's not talking about an actual pit. Let's say you made a huge pile of dirt in the street, 10 tfachim high, right? Enough that if somebody falls off that, they're going to be killed. L'rava gova lo machayiv. The rab would say pater because there's no hevel there. L'shmuel agova lami machayiv. According to Shmuel, it goes by the chibut, and therefore you would be chayiv there too. My time of the Rav, why does Rav say he goes by the Hevel? What's his source? To Amar Krav, Nafal, Ad Sheyipol Derech Nefilo, Nafal, and he falls in head first. So it sounds like the first thing that's going to be affected is his breathing, his air, Nafal. Shmuel, Nafal Kol Du Mashma, Shmuel would say no. Any type of falling, it doesn't matter, because you're Chayev for the Chibut as well. Tanan says our Mishnah, Imkein Lama Namar Bor, Ma Bor Shishbog De Lama Zazar Tfachim, Af Kol Shishbog De Lama Zazar Tfachim, Bishlama L'Shmuel, Af Kol Lasu Yegova. Af Kol sounds like it's including something. So according to Shmuel, it's including even the Gova, even the case where you build something high, not a pit. El L'Rav, Af Kol Lasu Yemai, but according to Rav, what is that line including? La'asu Ye Charitzin U'Ne'itzin. It's including different types of cavities. What do you mean, including? It says that beferish in the Mishnah. Tani vader mefarish. You're right, it includes it, but then it explicates it. Fahani kula diktani lamli. Well, why do you need every one of these cavities? Why does the Mishnah have to list off all five different types of holes that you could dig in the street? So the Gemara says as follows, to eat on a bar, if you only have bar, which is a regular pit, hava mina bar asara hu de isbe havla, we should cut in v'kricha, maybe bar requires a depth of 10, because it's small and narrow, avo siach to arech, but a siach, which is more spacious, it's wider hole, ema basara lesbe havla. Maybe according to Rav, that's not enough. 10 tfachim deep, there's no suffocating area. So therefore, you would be chayiv in that case. Kamashvlan, you would be. V'itan a siach, and if you only had siach, hava mida siach asara, hu de ispe havla, mishum de katin. It's wider, but it's small. Avo ma'ara de marba, but a cave which is more square and wider in all directions, eva basara less bahavla. Maybe 10 tfachim down wouldn't be enough to be machayiv. V'itani ma'ara, kamashvlan it is. And if you only have ma'ara, hava mina ma'ara basaru de isbahavla mishum de metalala. There, it's covered on top, it's shaded. Aval charitzin de lo metalale, but a charitz which is not shaded on top, ema ba'asara les buhavla. Let maybe there's enough air on top to be potter. Kamash walan chayit. V'itan a charitzin, the last one, hava mina charitzin asarahu de isbuhavla. That's the problem. Mishum de lesbuhu revicha mila'el tfei mitatoi. Because it doesn't get wider or narrower as it goes down. Aval ne'itzin de revichi mila'el tfei mitatoi, but ne'itzin have more air on top. Right? It's not shaped exactly straight down. It gets narrower. Ema basar less buhavla. Maybe again, 10 wouldn't be good enough. There's more air on top. Kamash balan. That's why you need all of these cases to say that in all of them, Rav would say chayiv, lahavlo, velo, lachavta. Okay, there's a big discussion in the Achronim relating to this machlokas, but we'll have to leave that for now, and we will continue with Shema. Tomorrow's daf. Tomorrow is alavavlo recha kamocha, and shliach l'dvar avera. A lot coming up on Baba Kama Nun Aleph. Okay, today's shiur again was sponsored by the Blechner family in memory of Miss Ilse Goldschmidt, Kreindl, Basleya, the mayor. We thank them for the sponsorship.